The faint rustle of laughter from beyond the Mandalorian lines told Han all he needed to know about who was winning the public relations battle in Fellowship Plaza. The Jedi had Dala on the defensive, and she knew it. To Han's surprise, she acknowledged Tori's jibe with a sour smile and a dip of the head.
"I'm glad you think so, Jedi Old Tomic," she said. "But if it's all the same to you, I'd prefer to hear that from Dr. Tharn."
"I understand,"
Tori replied. She looked back to the Bith.
"To tell the truth, I'd kind of like to hear him say it too."
Another murmur of laughter broke out from the media encampment, this one louder than the first. Tharn waited for it to pass, then nodded.
"Just a few more questions, Jedi Old Tomic."
He turned back to Sar.
"Jedi Sar, do you trust me?"
Sar thought for a moment, then shook his head.
"To tell the truth, Doctor, not all that much."
This reply drew no laughter, but Tharn took it in stride.
"In your position, I don't think I would trust someone hired by Chief Dala either," he said. "But please, rest assured that whatever I do here, it's for your own benefit."
Sar regarded him warily.
"If you say so."
"I do. And please, lower your hands. Nobody here is going to blast you without a direct order from Chief Dala."
Tharn continued to look at Sar, but addressed himself to Dala.
"That's correct, is it not, Chief Dala?"
"If that's what you want, yes,"
Dala replied.
"It is."
Tharn waited until Sar had lowered his hands, then turned back to Tori.
"You too, Jedi Old Tomic."
Tori lowered her hands.
"Thanks, Doc."
"Your gratitude is not really necessary, Jedi Old Tomic,"
he said.
"But your trust is. Will you trust me?"
Tori's green eyes grew thoughtful, her gaze turning inward as she reached out to examine his force aura. After a moment, she nodded.
"Okay."
"Excellent."
Tharn turned back to Sar, bringing a knee up between the Jedi's legs so swiftly that the Chev was doubled over and groaning before Han quite realized what he was seeing. A hush of astonishment spread across the plaza, followed an instant later by the clatter of hundreds of blaster rifles being raised to armored shoulders. Tharn's hand shot up, signaling for the troops to hold their fire. Then he drew his knee back to strike Sar again. In the next second, Tharn was high in the air, hanging aloft 2 meters beyond Turi's outstretched hand.
"Doc," she cried, "why in the blazes did you do that?"
"I was conducting a field test,"
Tharn explained. He seemed surprisingly at ease for someone who had just assaulted a Jedi. He craned his neck around to look back down at Dala.
"And since I still seem to be alive, Captain Solo is clearly correct. These Jedi have obviously been cured."
Dala was too astonished to be angry.
"You must be joking."
"I assure you I am not."
Tharn turned back to Tori, then said,
"Would you please put me down, young lady? You've already proven that you are in control of yourself."
A stunned Tori slowly lowered Tharn back to the landing.
"You're as barvy as we were, Doc,"
she said.
"You could have gotten us all killed."
"Only if one of you had lost control. And I could see from the moment you left the temple that wasn't going to happen."
Tharn gestured towards Sar's still groaning figure.
"That was just to prove it to Chief Dala."
And Tharn realized, to make himself look good in the public eye. Nothing like kneeing a Jedi in the groin on live holonet to make sure everyone remembered your name. But Han wasn't going to begrudge the Bith his 15 moments of fame. Even if it had taken a none too subtle threat, Tharn had defied Dala and done the right thing. For that, he was going to need whatever benefit his newfound celebrity brought.